Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Today's one of those days I needed slightly longer arms. I was trying to get the weather map up.
Dang these T-Rex arms.
While we were waiting for Wednesday, and if I'm happy and I know it, clap my, T-Rex arms.
Oh, man.
Why is the mouse all the way over there?
Excuse me.
I'm going to walk across the room.
No, please go get the mouse.
I'm over here now. Got it.
Go get the mouse so we can check the weather, because I'm concerned. My neighbor told me that there's a bad word coming.
Yeah, I told you not to fall in love with spring. This is
all
on you.
I knew it was fall spring.
Yeah, well, but you were trying to talk yourself still into falling in love with it.
I am in love with it. These afternoons where the sun is shining are glorious.
Okay, something has happened. Well, it's the internet. The internet has happened. This causes many problems.
Yes.
Even in the weather community. The massive snowstorm that came through, if I recall, was actually predicted about a week ahead of time. And everybody's like, you don't know what we're talking about. And then it kind of happened. Everything I'm looking at from the paid professionals in the Quad Cities has nothing in terms of snow coming
up.
Zero.
Okay.
I have showers tomorrow and Thursday night. Maybe even a thunderstorm. But no snow. The word snow is not in the forecast today through Tuesday, according to the people, the National Weather Service.
All right. I'm going to applaud that.
But to your point, it's a little weird that there are a few people online who are like, I'm seeing some model. I don't know if they're ex-weather people.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are.
Technology makes us kind of all on the same playing field, right?
Yeah.
So if someone knows how to read a map, maybe there is something. Maybe there is potential.
Models. Yeah, I don't have any models. I don't know how that works.
But you have now, you have two sources, though. You've got a neighbor who said it, and you said you saw it online.
Yes.
So there's potential.
It was blue, and it was over the state of Iowa.
Right now, that's not here.
Okay.
But then again, I had a guy call in 2 days ago and thought ADM exploded, and that was from a year ago. Who knows where people are getting their information?
There's so much information
always
out there.
Check dates when you're clicking on things on the internet.
Is it accurate?
That's I want that to be accurate. Please spend more time with that.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as of now, what I'm seeing, until something changes, no snow. In fact, Sunday 41, Monday 43,
lovely.
Tuesday 42.
Lovely.
I don't know if you need below 30s to have snow.
I think that helps.
I guess you could have 40s in snow, but
it'd
I don't
melting
see it
pretty fast.
But this even came up, I think, in a meeting on Monday. There were some rumblings about snow coming this coming week. So
yes.
I don't know where you're getting your information. From what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing any snow.
Well, okay. I applaud your forecasting because I prefer
let's
it.
Be very clear. I'm reading. I'm not forecasting a single thing.
I'm no groundhog.
I am explaining and reading.
Well, I like what you're reading.
Thank you.
So I'm going to stick to that.
That's what we got until we know. It's the safest way to do it.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll stick there then.
Now, as far as the rain goes, could see maybe a tenth of an inch tomorrow. And again, maybe a tenth of an inch Thursday night with a chance of thunderstorms coming in Thursday night.
Rain, good. We need
rare
rain.
February thunderstorm. Well, rain is always good, but isn't the ground frozen enough that it's not going anywhere? It's not going to infiltrate, is it? Ground's still frozen. Or is it not? I don't know.
It felt pretty squishy yesterday.
I like the deep stuff.
Oh, deep, deep.
The permadirt.
Permadirt?
Permadirt. You have permafrost, can you have permadirt?
Probably. I don't know.
The low dirt.
The low?
There's still some coldness in the low ground, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I can't believe a single person comes here for information or weather. It's all conjecture.
I'm pretty sure. I think. We're guessing.
Yes.
Today's nice, though.
It's fantastic.
Today's going to be great.
Every morning, it's like, what's it going to be when you just feel that first breath of air when you let the dog out, right? And like you could feel mild today. I felt mild at 4 something in the morning.
I boldly grabbed a lighter jacket.
I actually grabbed a jacket today. Didn't have one yet. I didn't really need one today. Yesterday, I didn't need
yesterday
one.
Yesterday,
you did. Wear one. Yeah.
Yes. Quite chilly.
I was cold in the car yesterday.
You said your teeth were chattering.
They were.
Come on,
but
man.
When I left the building about 3 yesterday afternoon, didn't need it.
I know. This full spring. I like it. I like being a fool in full spring.
just don't fall in love. You'll be at our Broken Hearts breakfast along with everybody else.
It will change. It will change, but I'll take it for now. And also, just around the corner, right as soon as we get through the Super Bowl, we get Valentine's Day.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Are you going to get yourself some chocolate?
We have so much chocolate in the house now. No.
No?
No.
I bought myself a box of chocolates.
How big?
Just a small.
I'm going to start. Tell me where to stop.
It's one of the smaller ones, but I got
how
my
many
kids,
pieces in the box?
Like 12.
Okay. And you bought it for yourself?
I got my kids these chocolates and they had like jams and stuff in them.
Yeah.
And they were really, really good. And I kept trying to steal theirs. So I got my own this year.
That's good for on you.
But it is good on me. And also, it's normal. Half of us do it.
I mean, in if you're just asking in general, yeah, chocolates is typically a go-to. We have developed a horrible habit of having a snack basket, and it is full of so many lovely, lovely treats, and it just keeps, it populates on its own. It's like rabbits.
Yes. Where does it come from?
I got to like put a foot down. So like there's no candy this Valentine's Day.
No.
We're still working through the canes that's got the Hershey Kisses from Christmas, right? We're slowing it down.
We still have Christmas chocolate out
there. I think we might have a Hershey bar from Halloween in there. So pump the candy brakes just a little bit. So
That's not happening across the United States. Candy is being sold. People are buying it for themselves. The number one candy in the state of Iowa. Do you want to make a guess?
State of Iowa candy. That's an interesting
Valentine's Day candy in
question.
The state of Iowa.
Is it in? Am I guessing chocolate, not chocolate, or a style of chocolate?
Style of chocolate. Chocolate's a very popular answer. Those conversation hearts are pretty popular across the United States, but not the number one in
Iowa. I would say your traditional milk chocolate assorted heart candy is number one in Iowa.
No.
No?
No, but I do appreciate that.
What are we?
M&Ms.
Interesting.
We're an M&M state. Wait. Not a whole lot of them. Only six states choose M&Ms. The Valentine's Day, you know, the
red, white,
red and pink and white. Yeah.
I do like M&Ms.
They are so good. If you get a handful of M&Ms.
It's because you can eat them by the handful.
That's why.
And they're small and you don't feel like you're doing bad, but you're kind
of
doing
it. I had a bunch of littles, but I had a handful.
A handful of little chocolates.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, before we get to your invention, I need to give you an update on my celebrity death pool.
Oh, Eric.
What?
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 Okay, this is so morbid.
It's horribly morbid, but yet it is 100% human nature.
And fascinating.
So, up through Carl Weathers, nobody had scored any points. Nobody had predicted anybody. One person had Toby Keith.
What?
So somebody is now, only one person has points in my celebrity.
Your celebrity death
pool. I'm in a celebrity death pool made up of 14 people around Cedar Rapids.
They are not to be named.
And I'm not naming any of them because it feels a little wrong. But at the same time, it's morbidly curious, right?
Yes.
But somebody had Toby Keith on their card. So they took all 14 points because no one else had Toby Keith. So you get full points if nobody has that person.
Okay.
So
14 points
Somebody is officially on the board in my celebrity death pool.
Wow.
Now, in the rule of three, which is also why I justify why I could be in this, because the moment a famous person dies, everybody starts thinking who else is going.
Yep.
Is Toby Keith wrapping up a triad? Is he two after Weathers?
Carl Weathers.
There was kind of Cheetah Rivera died. She was a famous Broadway star.
Yes.
So maybe that's the one of the three. I don't know.
One, two,
it's just
three.
When they always seem to go in that sequence.
It's weird, but it always does work like
that. It does,
that.
Yeah. So 14 points going to a competitor of mine in my celebrity death pool.
Is there like a cash prize?
Yes,
or
we all had to pay
bragging rights.
No, we had to pay $10 to get in there. So I believe one jackpot goes to the winner at the end of the year.
All right.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Huh.
So I'll keep you up to speed.
So the jackpot is?
Well, right now that person is going to win $140.
Okay.
Right.
It doesn't grow.
I don't know. We're not
There's no interest.
We're not adding more money. I don't think it's in an interest-bearing account.
Okay, I was just checking.
How did that go? Yes, I'd like to open a bank account for our celebrity death pool jackpot. Do you have anything that bears interest?
It's for a betting pool that we're doing.
Yes. Is it, somebody having a baby? No.
No. No.
Oh, Kentucky Derby?
No.
IndyCar?
No.
Something else.
Had to ask. Well, I'm going to share with you something I think I invented this past weekend. It's a recipe that is very simple, and I want to share it because it has one of my favorite flavors in it.
So the first ingredient is strawberries?
Yes, you'll want strawberries.
Hard, like physical strawberries?
Yes.
Okay.
Physical strawberries.
Well, like extract or...
Well, yes. You're going to need strawberries and strawberry jam and toast. I have created strawberry toast crunch.
What is this?
That's what I'm calling it. It's a piece of toast.
Yes.
But you got to get like really good bread.
Okay.
I have like a loaf of Italian bread that like somebody made.
Like a hearty, yes.
I didn't make it, but they made it.
Yeah, I got it.
But yeah, it's nice. It's a nicer bread. It's not a wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this nice bread and we're going to toast it up lightly. But I like to see a little bit of brown.
Just a little brown.
A little jam on there.
Yeah.
And then fresh strawberries on top of the strawberry
jam. You're chunking strawberries on top of the toast.
Yeah.
Did you just create avocado toast with strawberries?
Yes, I think I did.
This sounds fantastic.
It's really good. I think I invented it. I don't know.
Where were you at the moment you went, I'm actually going to put hard strawberry, like I'm going to physically take strawberries out of the fridge and put it on the toast.
I'm going to put more on.
Did you start that way or had you jammed the toast? You're like, needs something else.
They were next to each other. I'm like, you know what I should do is like, I should cut out the sugar and just have some sliced
strawberries
on there. And then I was like, well, then I have to put peanut butter on there. I don't want peanut butter. I just want strawberries. And then I put the two together and it's just like, bam, like, ah.
Could you take regular untoasted bread, add peanut butter, and then chunk up? So no strawberry jam, but just pieces of strawberry.
Chunks of strawberry?
Chunks of strawberry with peanut butter?
Peanut butter and jelly.
But there's no jelly. It's peanut butter and strawberry.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I think it will work.
I mean, now that you're a food inventor, you got it. You can't stop.
Well, the only inventions I have so far involve strawberries. So
keep going.
But this is just the beginning, baby.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
You know, for a lot of people, Valentine's Day is just this year a Wednesday.
Because
in their world, they're not having it.
And you know what? I don't like the idea of there's one holiday that everyone's like, yay, my love. And some people are like, well, you know what? I'm flying solo this year and I'm not feeling great about it. I'm not looking forward to this holiday.
Something bad happened and that's the holiday we're like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to think about it.
I've totally been there. It is not that much fun to do a solo Valentine's Day. But you know what? Morning Scramble to the rescue. We have a solution.
We're going to turn your bad thing into a good thing. Coming up next Wednesday, it is our Broken Hearts Breakfast. At about this time, people will start to assemble at 350 First. That is the restaurant on the top of the Doubletree, which, just as a side note, best restaurant views in Cedar Rapids.
Beautiful, and they have a fantastic feast ahead planned for Valentine's Day. If you want to do the weekend before or Valentine's Day itself, they have a specially catered Valentine's menu. Just throwing that out there, young lovers.
I was in the process. We're doing a show at the Paramount on Saturday, and I was looking for a place to go eat.
Hello.
The town's filling up for Valentine's Day, so may we direct you to 350 First. But instead of that nighttime meal, our guests, five at the table plus us three, will be enjoying breakfast on us. And then I think the best part is just hanging out, laughing, having a good time. There's going to be some physical activity where we're actually going to let you get the anger out. We're going to let you smash some stuff. And then we got a ton of prizes to give away.
It's going to be so much fun. And we would love to have you join us. The way that you do that, though, is to enter by sharing what's got you down about Valentine's
Day. Yeah, simple story, scramble@kzia.com. That's the email address. Let us know who done you rotten, why you're not looking forward to Valentine's Day. From all we receive, we'll grab five. We'll let those people know well in advance, and then we'll see you for breakfast a week from this morning.
You will for sure also included with this entry into our breakfast, get tickets to Something Rotten on stage at Theater Cedar Rapids. And then a bunch of fantastic prizes from our friends like, oh, I don't know, Hurting and Stocker Jewelers.
Did you just drop that?
It's a name
you
drop.
Just dropped it right there.
Do
you want to join us for breakfast? Do you have a broken heart story to tell? Did somebody do you rotten? Get those stories to us right now. Scramble at KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Oye, oye, all quiet in the courtroom now because we have a lot of legal work going on in Z's Sleaze.
Shh, the trial's starting.
Keep it down, we've got many a trial. Snoop Dogg and Master P are suing Walmart and Post Foods.
On the grounds of?
Well, they allege that Post Foods and Walmart are trying to hide Snoop cereal.
Interesting.
Yeah, remember? We tested the cereal ourselves. It launched in Walmart stores last July, but this lawsuit claims that customers have been complaining they can no longer find the cereal in stores just a few months later. Walmart's websites show that the cereal is completely sold out everywhere. However, a TikTok video showed store employees found boxes hidden in a storeroom.
Whoa.
Both Post and Walmart say that they did nothing wrong. Post said that the consumer demand did not meet the expectations set out. So we'll see where that goes. Are you still making it, though? Because you have to put it on the shelves.
So Post must be the company that's distributing it.
Yes.
And I guess to their point, they monitor the sales, but you got to let Snoop know, right?
Snoop know that, hey, we're not going to make it anymore.
Or,
but it seems like they're making it. It's just not being sold because it's in the store. It's just not on the shelves. That's weird. So we'll see where the chips fall on that. We also have a lawsuit with Disney. Gina Carino is suing Disney and Lucasfilms for discrimination and wrongful termination. And apparently Elon Musk is involved because he is footing the bill for all of it. She played Cara Dune in The Mandalorian, and she was let go in 2021 over some tweets that she made that were deemed offensive. Elon Musk works in then because of the tweets or the X's or whatever they're calling them. He pledged to financially back users who claim they've been discriminated against due to activity on X. So she is asking to be recast, which is a bold move.
I'm pretty sure if you check your contract, it's pretty clear that you have to act within the rules Disney sets aside.
I think so.
But good
luck. She would like to be recast, and she wants $75,000 in punitive damages.
Or just do that. That's actually not a lot.
Not a
lot. In the world of lawsuits?
Not really.
Here's your check, okay.
Not bad. I'm going to guess Disney wins. We'll see. Taylor Swift is threatening to sue a college student from the University of Central Florida.
For?
Tracking her private jet. I have heard of this account. This student has been running a social media account that tracks the activity of private jets and helicopters that are owned by celebrities and rich people. Remember in 2022, there was even a report that said that Taylor Swift is one of the biggest celebrities contributing to carbon dioxide pollution.
Yeah, because, you know, planes have gas,
she
basically.
She had multiple private jets, and she was using them. Taylor's team is considering the lawsuit because they consider it stalking and harassing behavior, going as far to call it a life and death matter for Taylor. The student says he's not doing anything wrong because it's information that he gathers.
It's public.
It's public information. That tour schedule that she publishes, that's public information. I said the information's already out there, and her team just thinks that they can control the world.
You know what? I'm kind of on his side on this one.
I kind of see that he has a point.
I think it's a little, it's much like my death pool. It's a little morbid. I'm a little curious about it.
And I don't want him tracking the ones where she's going to, like, I'm going to go see Travis Kelce.
Not going to not track some and track others.
Right.
Track them all.
You got to track them all.
But I think he's not in the wrong.
It's public flight information, right? It did cause Taylor recently to downsize to just one private jet instead of a fleet.
Well, that's good.
I think that, you know, there's some improvement there. And if you're looking forward to Super Sunday, either just for the food or for the actual football, or maybe you're one of the ad watchers, they're always fun to look forward to, right? Everybody kind of amps up their game. This might be the biggest giveaway in the history of Super Bowl ad promotions. DoorDash wants to give one lucky winner everything that you see advertised during the game on Sunday.
I think that's brilliant. And I don't think it's as much as you think it is.
Well,
right?
They've already got a BMW electric vehicle, a Kia SUV, and as yet to be announced Volkswagen.
Lovely.
So you've got three vehicles already.
You're winning three cars.
The Clydesdales are going to be shown. Now, they're not going to give you a Clydesdale, but they will give you a Clydesdale horse saddle.
Okay.
What am I going to do with that?
But not just the beer? Because I was thinking, like, would you get, like, a lifetime supply of Ruffles potato chips, or you just get a bag of Ruffles?
Yeah.
Because that's $4.
Well, it says you get 1,000 Popeye's wings.
Wow.
To be redeemed at your convenience. So that's nice that they've taken that into consideration.
Okay, so big amounts of the other food items or other items.
A 30-pound bucket of mayonnaise. 288 packages of peanut butter M&Ms.
This is all great. Now,
it's bulk.
How do you do movies? Movies get...
Good point.
A bunch of tickets to go see the movies.
Tickets?
Invitation to the premiere.
Oh, that'd be cool.
All in all, I like the promotion. I like it a lot.
To win, you have to crack the code, which is an actual DoorDash ad, and then you have to go to their website and redeem it. So then you'll become the winner if you crack the code. A little bit of work, but for all of that, be worth it.
It's a fun way to do it.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Had a bit of a mom-traversy, dad-traversy. It was really, I saw dad's post, and dad was kind of complaining that this Christmas, mom went a little bit too hardcore, maybe did some shopping that she didn't need to, because she bought a toy, a $250 robot, that the kid doesn't really play with. And now it's February, and the dad has seen this toy get played with a total of two times, and it just sits in their living room, taking up space. Dad's had it. He looked up the store's return policy. The store says that they would take it back. According to their policy, he could return this toy, barely used, and get his money back. $250.
Price tag is important. The fact that they're letting you return it, I'm very surprised by.
I am too.
And there's something in my head that's like, you've had it for 2 months. I don't think you should take it back.
Is it right, though? Even if that's the policy, is that the right thing to do? And then to mom's point, she's like, you can't. That was a gift. We bought it for our son. He's going to notice if you take his toys away. That's the wrong thing to do.
That's our Momtroversy for today. What do you think this family should do? Or have you ever been put in this situation, specifically taking a holiday present back almost 2 months later? What do you think?
Well, my thoughts are, even if the child is not playing with it right now, in a few months, they may want it. Sometimes they have to grow into those. I know it was a lot of money to spend, but I say do not take it away.
Safe call is to keep it on the shelf until the kid's ready for it.
Yeah, because they may really love it. My son had a toy like that, and it actually took a couple years before he liked it, but then he really loved it.
Wow.
So like maybe put it on a shelf so it's out of sight.
Yeah, it was already an investment made. Why?
That's true.
Take it back now.
Money's been spent.
Don't give up on this robot yet.
He'll come around to the toy.
My little robot wants a home.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's good. You know, kids do grow into things. It's a good way to look at it.
They do. I think, you know, when you check the age on the box, it kind of tells you who's going to get into this, which is a good guide. But sometimes you don't know, too, if the kid's interest will shift.
Oh, and they do. They should.
Yeah.
That's part of being a kid.
Exactly. Their tastes will change all the time as they're learning more and discovering who they are.
Dinosaurs and trains, 2, 3, 4, right?
Yes.
By 5, don't care anymore.
I don't care about dinosaurs. I'm only interested in spacemen.
So we've got one idea, which is basically sit and hold. It's like you're buying a stock and you're just going to wait. Eventually, it'll come around.
Make it back stock.
That's one way to do it. What are your thoughts for our Momtroversy at 200-1029 with this family as they're dealing with a Christmas present? Kid doesn't like it. Dad wants to take it back. $250.
$250.
And the store's going to reimburse. But then again, that could cause a little bit of problem with the mom. Curious what you think.
I don't know about returning it to the store. It might be a good thing that they could use it as a teaching time for kid and for mom to donate it. Dad could talk to the kid, you know, you don't really use this. Do you like it? You don't? Well, maybe there's someone else out there who would like it. Why don't we give it to Goodwill or something else? And when mom starts to protest, the kid can say, well, I don't want it. I don't play with it. I want to give it to somebody who will. Mom won't spend so much money the next time.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Knee deep into a Momtroversy.
A very important Momtroversy where mom and dad are at odds. Dad wants to return a $250 robot that mom got the kid for Christmas. Kid's not playing with it. Dad looked up the return policy. The store will take it back. Mom's not so sure that this is a good idea. She doesn't know if the kid will understand what happened to their toy if you just take it away. I've got a lot riding on this because I am that mom. Not on the same scale, not a $250 robot or anything, but I did buy an art kit for my daughter, and she has not used it because I didn't read what exactly it was. I thought it was a color.
like color by number?
Color by number,
yeah.
But it was one of those dot things where it's like a little jewel.
Those, they look cool when it's done.
So cool.
It looks like it's going to take you a year to make a unicorn.
Bingo.
Right?
And it does take quite a long time, and she hasn't even opened it. So if dad can take back a 250 robot, surely I could take back this art kit.
What are your thoughts on our Momtroversy?
Hi, Z102.9. You calling for Momtroversy?
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Would you return this robot?
Because it is opened and it is such a long time ago, I probably wouldn't return it, but maybe throw it on a swap site.
A swap site?
Oh, yeah. That's an option. You could buy, sell, trade that.
And yeah, absolutely. If it's that expensive, say it's only been used a couple times, sell for $200.
All right.
That's easy peasy. What about Claire's art set?
Would you sell my art set back to the store?
Claire's, I would take the art set back to the store. But one thing I've been doing, my son got like 100 boxes of Legos a couple years ago for Christmas.
Yes.
And he hasn't opened any of them. So I've been like slowly regifting them to like birthday parties.
Same girl, same. Totally guilty of doing that. But you know what? I'm not even mad about it.
So if they won't take it back, maybe find somebody that would use it. Because I like the diamond paintings. Maybe you have a friend that would.
Yes. But I know it's
if
for somebody.
Take it back, do it.
Very great solutions.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Have a good one.
Bye. You too.
You
bye.
Too.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
We always take suggestions, by the way, scramble at KZIA.com. That's where we got this week's Momtroversy.
Yeah, a bit of a issue between two parents. Dad sees that mom bought a robot for $250, gave it as a gift for Christmas. The kid has no interest in this robot. It has been sitting in their living room, and he's like, you know what? I want to take it back. He looked up the store's return policy. He's well within his rights to do so according to the store's return policy, and he wants to take it back. Mom is horrified. She's like, you're going to cause emotional distress when our son is suddenly missing his robot. Would he notice? Is it a big issue to take something back this late in the game?
That is our Momtroversy on the Morning Scramble. You calling for Momtroversy?
I am. Bring that toy back.
Take it back.
Take it back. Get the cash back. What do you tell the kid?
Back. You don't have to, probably, if he's only played with it twice. I don't have a one-year-old, so I don't have enough years as a mom under my belt. But as an adult, my mom told me she, every year, brought back toys I didn't play with for Christmas, and I never knew.
Interesting. Really? I guess if the kid doesn't have interest, really, might not notice.
And you don't even notice? You don't even remember?
Yeah.
And you're fine? Look at you fully notice. Functioning adult.
Yeah.
You made it through. You're okay.
I'm a success story.
Based on a 20-second phone call, we've diagnosed you as totally normal. Thanks for joining our Momtroversy conversation. Have a great day. It's like drive-thru therapy.
It is. You know what? I'm fine.
But to be...
Happened to me, and I'm okay.
To be fair, though, you are actually using this Momtroversy because you have a bit of a crisis of conscience, too. Same concept.
I did the exact... I mean, I can't fault mom on this at all because I also lose my mind. Now, maybe not my mind at $250. Yeah. I bought an art kit, though, for my daughter. I thought it was really cool, but I also didn't, like, fully read the box because I thought it was a color by number, and then you'd get a beautiful wall painting, but it's one of those little design bead things. What are those called? Gems?
I don't know.
It's like a bedazzled painting.
They look cool, but they also look so time consuming.
And it's really for probably somebody of an older age. She's a little too young to do it.
Yeah.
She hasn't opened a box. I kind of want to take it back. And I think I've, if dad can do it, I can do it, right?
I think you're right.
But it's not even the same thing, though. This was not a $250 robot.
That's our Momtroversy topic this morning. Not only the idea of returning a holiday gift, I find it a little interesting. We're looking at the month of February.
Yeah.
Like, this decision wasn't made early January?
We are well past.
But if we help the other mom and dad, maybe this will help Claire, too.
Okay, so here's what I would do. Especially with your art kit, for sure. I would take it back, and I would get the money and let the kid buy something else.
Oh.
That way you know they're totally into it.
Right. Yeah. You thought you were getting some art set, and you got that bling thing. But what you really should do is let the kid get what they want.
So, yeah, do you want to return this? What do you want instead?
Now, would you do that for a $250 robot that's out of the box?
Here's what I would do for the $250 robot. I would take that thing back immediately. Are you kidding me? Yes. I would get that $250 back so fast.
I know. With all that cash on the table, it's kind of a different thing, right?
Count back my cash faster.
For real, though. Like, $250 is a lot of money, especially on a kid that's robot-aged. Like, you know what I mean? I'm guessing this child is quite young.
And it's not being played with at all.
It's not being played with. It's just sitting there. Yeah. Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back.
I'll take that in ones, please.
Yeah, take it back. Get him a $50 robot they're going to play with.
Oh!
Oh, nice!
I'll take 50 ones and two $100 bills.
Right, and then I'll have the rest in singles, and roll around with it like I'm Scrooge McDuck.
Perfect. That's a great idea. In fact, I don't know why somebody hasn't thought of that.
Let's do that.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Allow me to take us back in time to a conversation you and I had on Monday. It's too soon.
I told myself that this was fake spring.
It's still fake spring.
But I'm starting to believe that it is.
Do not fall in love with fake spring.
Don't.
No.
Okay. I know, but
this
I love spring.
This is a junior high holding the hands of the dance romance. You think something's there.
I thought about grabbing my hairdryer and getting rid of the big snow at the end of the driveway, the big pile. I don't know.
First of all, how long is the cord?
I get extension cords.
How powerful is your hair dryer? You're going to melt a snow pile.
It was just an idea. And then I thought I'm going to need a bigger blowy thing. And then I thought the leaf blower thing, but that doesn't blow heat. So maybe if I blew the hair dryer into the
leaf blower?
Yeah.
To extend it?
What do you think about my idea?
I think producer Ben should do it. We have so many snow piles around here.
Yes.
Let's see how long it would take to melt a snow pile, a snow pile with a hair dryer.
Ben. Yes. Producer Ben gets out and he's going to melt the snow.
Guess what we're doing today?
Hey, Ben. Oh, Ben. Where'd you go, bud?
Five extension cords later, we measured yesterday. We are tackling that snow pile across the street, which as I'm looking at it right now, would you think is about 3 feet tall?
Yeah, it's a big snow pile. Those just happen, and they sit there. They take forever to melt. I'm ready. I want to fast forward. I want a spring fast pass.
We're going to try to fast pass spring into summer by sending both you and producer Ben out with this hair dryer. Vintage.
Which, by the way, just because I love the hair dryer that we found at the radio station.
There's one here.
It is perhaps the first in the line of hair dryers ever invented.
One of the first models of hair dryers.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just like an old-timey, like, toaster. The old models seem to still work better than the new stuff.
I think the Windmere Boss 1250 has what it takes to power through this snow pile.
We are sending producer Ben out with the Windmere, what is it?
The Windmere Boss 1250.
And he's going to melt a snow pile with a hairdryer.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
The snow we still see around Cedar Rapids, those are the piles from, what was that, that second week of January, you guys?
Yeah, where we just got dumped on. It was like snowstorm after snowstorm.
We're getting down to the final piles, and as it looks right now, especially those that are in kind of the shaded areas, there is a massive snow pile across the street from us, probably about 3 feet tall, got a base of about 8 feet. It's almost pyramid shape. It kind of takes me back to the deserts of Egypt.
Really?
Yeah, the white deserts. If there was snow pyramids in Egypt.
What? You are painting a picture.
Hey, you know what? Eric's words are worth 1,000 more words.
Ease up there, Charles Dickens. It takes me to the pyramids of ancient Egypt. It's a big snow pile, though. I'll give you that.
You are out there with, count them, what, 5 extension cords?
One, two, three. We got greeny, bluey, 4. Which I thought the blue extension cord was one of the longest cords we had. We have many cords.
You do. It's plugged into the building, and then producer Ben is holding a hairdryer we found in the women's bathroom just randomly. Claire, is that right?
Well, we needed it for science because last week when you were gone, Eric, we learned that you could reheat pieces of pizza in your hotel room with your hotel iron and blow dryer. So I brought my iron from home, and it turns out we've got a radio station hairdryer. It's the Windmere Boss 1250.
Should we see if it still works?
Would you please?
Yeah, fire that up so let's see who's going to turn us off the radio or turn us off the air.
Listen to that power.
Wow. That's like a jet engine.
Is it warm air? Oh, yeah.
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 And then what's that nozzly thing on the front of it?
That's called a diffuser.
Okay. Is it focusing the air? Do you think that's going to help melt the snow pile?
You know, a diffuser diffuses the air.
Sure, go for it, Dickens. Tell me more about the diffuser.
So I usually use the diffuser if I want curly hair.
Okay.
So maybe it'll make the snow curlier. I don't know how it works. Technically.
We've got enough extension cord to get all the way to that snow pile because you guys are just standing in our yard right now.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that it was all good.
Okay, good.
You want us to proceed?
Kind of walk us through your journey across the street. Also look both ways,
please. I'm a little concerned because we are taking the cords, the 4 extension cords. We've put them all together and we are taking the extension cords. The extension cords are going across the street and it is a street that all of our coworkers will be driving across.
It's typically a low traveled road, but we're getting closer to 8 o'clock.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. So we're just taking it easy. We're going to cross the street and then we're going to see if this will melt the snow pile.
Maybe a little game on, game off. If you need to run back to our yard, if a car's crossing,
yeah,
just shout game off.
I'm going to just try to check the street and I'll yell car. And then Ben, you come back across the street.
You're the traffic director.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are loaded with 2 microphones, 5 extension cords, and the Windmere Boss 1250 hairdryer, which was found in this building.
Says boss right on it. That's the biggest letters.
I'll get over to that pyramid shaped snow plow or snow. I keep saying plow, snow pile.
Takes me back to the pyramids of ancient Egypt.
Let's see if we can start melting that thing. We'll tackle that next on the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Dance and Eric Hansen, nice and warm in the studio, although it's not too bad outside. It's spring like weather out there.
It's gonna be a nice day. I have every reason to believe, right?
Claire, you're belief, though, is we can hold on. We can lock into what we all know as Iowans to be fake spring. If maybe, just maybe, we got these snow piles out of here, it might trick Mother Nature into thinking spring is already here.
Exactly. I was going for a walk just the other day, and it's like, you know, it even looks like the grass in the yards. I know technically it's probably dormant, but I think that it's starting to perk up just a little bit. And if we got these snow piles that seem to be kind of stacked up at the end of our driveways, I really think that it would feel like true spring.
Behind you is a pyramid shape of snow, measuring about 3 feet tall with a base of about 8 feet.
It's akin to the Sphinx in ancient Egypt.
It takes me back to pictures of the pyramids I saw during my early social studies days in Miss Miller's class in 4th grade in Lincoln Elementary. Either way, the goal, though, Claire, is to take these piles down one by one, and your best approach is the Windmere Boss 1250 hairdryer.
That is correct, Eric. The Windmere Boss 1250 is a tool that I've only recently discovered at the radio station. It is a very powerful hairdryer. I believe it to be one of the world's first hairdryers. It heated up a piece of pizza on an iron, and I think that it has what it takes to melt the snow.
I've always wondered the safety component of using a hairdryer, because most people use it next to the sink.
Yeah.
Maintaining the danger. We're also having producer Ben stand in a pile of snow while holding an exposed cord to a
very
hairdryer.
Carefully.
Are you ready to tackle The Pyramid of Snow.
Yeah, I want the snow to be gone already.
Okay.
You're also Let's Team Early Spring.
Team Early Spring.
Fire
spring.
Her up. Let's melt this thing. Claire, what's the action out
so
there?
So here's the deal. The pile of snow is actually a pile of ice at this point. It has, you know, the snow has fallen. It's melted. This is a big pack of ice. But I will say, I think the Windmere Boss 1250 is making a dent.
Now, I there's a very interesting approach that producer Ben is taking. He's not at the top. He's not at the bottom. He's right in the middle.
Yeah.
What do you think the theory is there?
I think his theory is, I don't know. Ben, do you have a theory as to why you're starting on the middle? He can't hear me.
Oh, wait, there's a car.
Car. Yeah, go ahead. Come on, drive on through.
The snow pile, I forgot to mention, this big pile of snow is not on our property. It's across the street at our neighbors at the big blue warehouse.
It was the biggest pile of snow.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so he's working hard here. It is melting. It's just, this is going to take a Eric.
All right. Tell Ben to just keep going, I guess.
I guess he's going to be out here for
the duration of the week?
It's going to take all morning.
Oh, we know, Ben. We know.
We're well aware.
But luckily, we stay vigilant.
We do, because in honor of both of you, you want fake spring to turn into real spring.
It's the goal.
Is he just focusing on one area? Like when Shannon blow dries her hair, she moves it around a lot. Does that help? I don't know. I don't have any hair.
Who has no hair? What?
I can't give you pointers on hair dryers. I don't have hair.
I want him focused on one area. Ben,
okay.
One area.
Concentration.
I don't even know if he can hear your great ideas.
I will tell you, he is focused.
He is.
He is working on that project.
Keep it up, Ben. You're doing a great job.
All right.
Back to you in the studio.
Thanks to you out at the Pyramid of Snow across the street.
Keep going, Ben.
Attempt to bring spring early to Eastern Iowa. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.